Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to thank the One Institute, as I always do, for bringing us here to be with you each and every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But in case you didn't know, I'm going to tell you. Channel 1 and Channel 2 at LA Talk Radio broadcast us again, so you can hear rebroadcasts, or if you miss all the rebroadcasts and you miss a live show, but you want to know what went on, you can always go to latalkradio.com and go to our page and download or listen to the show at the website. Fun stuff. In the meantime, I want to say, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air and you've already got callers waiting. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let me tell the switchboard, we are ready to rock and roll. And, of course, our switchboard guy, Ronan, is the best. Oh, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. Dr. Allen, I just want to say I love your podcast. I've been listening to them, and I've been duty dating, and I have some questions about duty dating. Can you tell me, if you're duty dating and you do, let's say I was duty dating, I did the 3 dates, and so I'm at date number 4 now, and I've become attracted to this person, do I just keep going?
Duty dates are 3 times, and then you say, if that person is getting emotionally involved with you, you have to declare that you don't have the same level of feeling. But if he's willing to accept that you're not going to be sexual, particularly, and if he wants to date you in case you do become sexual, fine.
Well, I think I could, like, I am starting to develop some chemistry for him, and on our 4th date, he did try to get in, and I told him, it's really hard to say the things that you have, I mean, I totally agree with all your techniques, it's just really hard to do them in practice. So
I want you to know, I refuse to let women use men for money.
Okay.
I refuse to let men use women for sex.
I think that's wonderful.
And so that difficulty is your choice of hedonism versus stoicism. If you're a stoic, you have no choice except to do what's right for the most people. If you're a hedonist, you're into gratification. And that's body. So I'm a stoic teacher, and I want to recommend Marcus Aurelius's spiritual teachings edited by Forstater, because it's gorgeous when it comes to describing stoicism and hedonism.
Yeah, and is it like a battle sometimes, do you feel, or no?
What?
Sometimes is it like a battle of those two wills or no?
You can't serve two masters. Either you serve your body, gratifying, or you serve your soul. The soul of a woman is the animus. That's what she wants. Now, if she wants, and women, Harvard did that study in the 90s, women want status. That's the honor of engagement, the honor of marriage, and they want financial security so that they can raise their children in a safe home. Men, on the other hand, when they are stoic, they ground their male wants for sex, power, money, whatever, in their feminine, cherishing nature. So a man who loves you will not harass you. But
okay.
A man, do you understand?
Yes, I do. So he will cherish my, like I said to him, I don't have casual sex.
That's right. But, that's exactly right. But the truth of the matter is, men fall in love with virtuous women. They do not fall in love with hedonistic women. They simply binge on them. And women who are hedonistic just use men for money. That's sugar daddy and the claw woman.
Right, and I don't want that. But I said to him, I don't have casual sex, and then allowing him to be masculine.
Wait a minute, you didn't get the rest of it. Wait a minute.
Okay.
If you're willing to date me without intercourse, I cannot say I will not become sensuous and sexual.
Ooh,
but I can't.
I like that.
Yes, but see, that's the part of me that wants you to let him know exactly where you're at. But
okay, so here's what I said.
No, I don't want you. Because you don't know. Women often pick with their eyes when they're raised to be men.
Right. So I have been
listening
to all...
I want you to pick with your ears.
Ears, okay.
And an earful is a nice man who wants to give, protect, and cherish you.
Yes.
And is willing to accept you when you're illogical, irrational, and irritating. You,
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, as a woman, you are with him not because he looks good, but because
right.
he's a virtuous man who wants to be stoic and does the
mm-hmm.
right things, whether he's with you or not.
Okay.
So read
so
the
I
book by Marcus Aurelius.
Yeah. Okay.
The spiritual teachings of.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you for that.
By Forstater. Forstater edited it.
So you say, like, I've committed to not having casual sex, but I cannot say that I won't be sexual or sensual at some point. Is that what you say?
And if you're willing to date me as a friend until you know and I know that we are not potential lovers.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. I will try that, Dr. Allen. I appreciate that advice.
I want you to do that. Men
okay.
Do not
I'm going to give it a try.
They buy them, but they marry virtuous women.
Okay.
All right.
So they don't marry vaginas. They marry virtuous women. I gotcha.
Do it.
Thank you, Dr. Allen. I'll do it. Okay, bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
You're
caller.
Welcome. Call again.
I love that, Dr. Allen. That's one of your keynotes right there, and beautiful. We got to hear it again tonight, and the duty dating is always coming up. Oh, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen live. Do you have a question?
I certainly do. Dr. Allen, I am in a seven-month relationship. A man has been dating me for 7 months, so we just entered
Wait a minute.
The negotiation
Are you in a committed
phase.
Relationship of monogamy, continuity, and longevity? What are
yes,
you in?
Yes, that's correct. So we
okay.
were
is
in...
Is it a convenient, is it a codependent, or is it a covenant relationship?
It is now convenient, but 2 days ago we were in a codependent.
And who was paying whether they liked it or not?
I'm a recovering male, so I was.
Oh, and you finally decided that you want to be at least a convenient relationship in which you both throw in what you can afford. It may be dollar for dollar, or it may be balanced by whoever makes more money. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. So that happened 2 days ago, and ever since then, we have not been making love, which up to this point, the last 7 months have been very sexually active. Why is this?
Is he not asking?
Nope, and it was an everyday thing before without question.
All right, so are you on the same page long-term? Are you aiming for legal marriage? Are you aiming for non-legal mating? Or are you just hooking up?
Aiming for long-term marriage, and so is he.
Okay. Then what I'm sensing is he's feeling guilty about being sexual in a serious relationship. He may need to be engaged.
He actually did say that. He said, I would marry you now if you let me, but you're the one that's wanting the 1 year to make sure everything's okay.
You understand? He just said what I knew he would say. So why, pray tell, you know, would he not get engaged for the rest of this year?
Oh, absolutely. He would. I was just concerned with he's a recovering female. He was brought up his whole life as a female, and I was brought up my whole life as a male.
You're his therapist.
I sure hope not.
You know what you're doing? He's saying, I would marry you right now. I would get engaged right now, but you're running the show. You don't think
correct.
He's well enough.
That's correct. That's actually very true.
I got news for you. Engagement is where you find out if he's well enough. I'm telling you, go back in and say you were afraid to tell your truth. And the truth is, you'd love to be engaged and start planning your wedding after you've been together a year.
How
do you feel about that?
I feel really good about that. That sounds amazing. I thought I just scared him because we shifted from a codependent to a convenient relationship, and that freaked him out.
No way. You had a codependent when you were paying for him, but he wasn't being bought. He knows what you're doing, and it's going to turn him off as a virtuous man.
That is very, very true. He stepped it up and said, I will pay for whatever it takes. And I got a check for rent immediately. So he's a great, great person. So, yeah, it was definitely me and my communication.
Will you please tell him the truth?
Yes, absolutely.
And what is the truth? Pretend I'm him.
I was fearful before of, like, I don't want to say that he's not well, so I need you to say it again, because I got stuck in my head about saying that he's not well.
That's right. I want you to simply say, the other night, I was afraid to tell you my whole truth, but today, I want to. What?
Perfect. So then I will tell him that I'm willing to get engaged and do the rest of the work for the 1 year.
Beautiful. Good luck.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, caller, call back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling. Very cool. I love that. She's a recovering male.
That's a good one.
I love that. I'm a recovering male, Dr. Allen. That was beautiful. And she
isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and she's doing the work. It's beautiful. Hey, it looks like we have a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? You're live.
I do. Thank you. Okay, so I seem to go out on first dates a lot with guys. And so this particular scenario, I went out on a first date. He asked me out online and paid for dinner. So we walked around, had a nice night. And then what happens is he asked me for sex. And instead of using like the negotiation, I just abruptly say no. And that's he said that he's
one of the four signs of a poor communicator. Evasiveness, yes. Maybe. Secretiveness. I'm not ready. Condescending. You men, that's all you want is sex. And the fourth one is abrupt. Abruptness is no, without any explanation or communication. So I want you to know you sabotaged any potential by your masculine communication techniques.
Okay.
So what are you going to say to him now?
Well, I didn't know if I could reconcile anything with him, or if my question was, did I sabotage any opportunity with him, and could I repair it? Or do I just have to wait and if he contacts
me? After that fiasco, did he call you?
No.
All right. Then I'm giving you permission to make an amends to him by giving him a call and saying, I really want to clear up something I said harshly. Whether you want me or not is immaterial. I want to clear it up. So do you have the time to listen to my amends?
Okay.
And then if he says yes, you know what? You asked to make love to me. And truthfully, that sounds wonderful. But I've made myself a promise that I'm not going to have casual sex. I want to be in a committed, monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship, married or not married.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
Call him up and make an amends for your abruptness. No.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why, but it's every time this happens...
Wait a minute,
like,
I don't want you to lie either. I just don't want you to be cruel.
Right, I don't want to be cruel either. And I just feel like every time this happens, it's like I want to say the words, but for some reason, they just don't come out.
No, dear. What you're saying to him is... You're aggressive, sir, and I don't want it. And all he's doing is asking to make love to you.
Right. Which is normal.
It's natural.
And it's flattering, really. But yeah, I don't know if it's something that I just have to work on over and over again, but it seems
Honey,
to be...
What you've got to do is either fire Pat Allen... and go about your business and get a wuss. Or you do what I say and see what the results are.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
You gonna do it?
I'm gonna do it.
Good girl. Call back with the report.
I will. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you, caller. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's another great thing that talking about the abruptness. And I love that you're explaining that because a lot of people don't get that when you're talking about the styles of communication or lack of the communication skills.
There's never going to be a man as tough as a woman inside, the animus, the soul of a woman. And there's never going to be a woman as sensitive as a man inside. And that
call has been forwarded to an automated.
Oh, callers, if you call in and you get in our queue, our wonderful guy is going to call you back. Make sure you answer. Hey, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Sure. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Seattle. Hi. How are ya?
I'm very good. Thanks. I do have a question, and it's a tricky one.
All tricky.
Oh, I know. But this one is like a mixed question. So this is what I've been experiencing lately. I'm still taking a break from dating because I had a surgery, but today is the last day. As of June 1st, I'm going back out there. But I had situation where someone who is my coworker's business partner had contacted me about a possible business opportunity, and we were just kind of discussing it. So I've met him once before in a professional environment, right? So, and he's a really great connection for me to have, but so we were texting back and forth, and he started complimenting me on my brains first, and then it kind of turned almost inappropriate. And I kept it neutral at first, and then he would say things like, oh, you're a dangerous type, you know, you're beautiful and you have brains, blah, blah. I was like, oh, well, thank you, I'm flattered. And then he said something like, and I'm obsessed with boobs. I'm like, whoa, great. So how do I, in situations like this, I mean, this is clearly inappropriate, and I'm not attracted to him. I'm like, I don't necessarily want to hear that when I barely know the person. How do I keep this so that I don't lose the business connection, but, like, put him back in their place? Not in a place, but like stop the inappropriate crap and not lose the work connection. Is this even possible? What are your thoughts on this? I'm sure lots of
my thoughts
experience.
On that are, as long as you don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, you are going to be a body-centered woman because he wants that. That your brains are not going to interfere with his wanting sex. So all you have to do is thank him for wanting to make love to you. And no, you don't have casual sex. You only make love when you're with a man whose monogamous, continuous, and long-term goal to be with you. So,
being drilled, basically, is
a turnoff. Men are designed to propagate this earth, whether we like it or not. Their technique for getting it done has been controlled by religion and politics. But now we are free to do it ourselves. And that's where I come in. I'm teaching men to be virtuous, and I'm teaching women to be virtuous. But if I have a choice, if the woman is virtuous, the man will follow. If I have a man as part of a team, I have nothing. If I have the woman, her virtue, my book, it's a man's world, but a woman's universe. We women, we're in charge of oxygen. We're in charge of energy. He's in charge of bodies, building, money. And it's a deal to either be stoic and do what's right by nature, or to be hedonistic, which means just use the money and use the sex and have a good time, which you won't have. So are you willing to be virtuous?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and I have been. It's working great for
me. Then don't put him down for being hedonistic. Don't put him down. Don't play mother or therapist or whatever.
Even though this is kind of a work situation, right? I mean, I don't even want to listen to this crap from him, honestly. But this is almost like, I mean, he's not a coworker, but he's in the same kind of a work circle. And I just thought it was very inappropriate to, you know, comment. He didn't comment on my breasts necessarily, but he said, oh,
I've got news for you. I've got news for you. Are you a Me Too fan?
I'm definitely happy that those women are coming out about what happened to them, and those men need to be...
I understand that, but I am telling you what to say when a man naturally comes after you. That's his nature.
Okay.
And this is what you say. I really appreciate your attraction to me. However, I've made a commitment to myself not to have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, weekly, and long-term relationship, which is either going to end up with a legal wedding or a permanent mating.
Got it. But here, I totally understand that. And personal relationships, but in this work kind of environment, well, he never proposed anything to me. So I, with this, just this, you know, this in the kind of inappropriate texting, is this the same? Can I just say this?
I got news for you. Do you want to know something? Never
yes.
mind inappropriate. Tell the virtuous. Speak from virtue.
Got it. Okay.
Never mind his techniques at work. Everybody's got them so screwed up. They're making a mess of everything. They're not doing virtue and they're not doing business. So they're losing careers. And women are going to end up with nobody.
Yeah. Okay.
Because men are not being taught by women, starting with mom and going through. I'm teaching men how to be virtuous, and I'm mostly teaching women because we are their goal. They want to make love to us. They like it.
Of course.
Have
okay.
you got it? So stop judging his verbal technique and communication and speak to him my way. My way.
Okay. So next time he sends me a comment that's like that, so I just do what? Nothing? Still keep
Wait
talking?
A minute.
Because it's
Say,
mixed.
Throw
it's
something
mixed.
At me so I can give you a demo for this, what they call this record.
Ah, okay. Let me think. What was it? I can actually...
Throw me a line.
I'm trying to find it. It's like last thing I remember, as far as I remember, you're quite a looker and I'm also obsessed with boobs. Something like that.
I really appreciate your aesthetic appreciation of my beauty. I like that. However, I'm not going to have intercourse unless I'm not going to do it unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, weekly, and long-term relationship. Are you ready for that on our first date, sir?
Oh, interesting. But I'm not even interested in him. I just kind of, I need him for work.
I've got news for you, AF. This is what a duty date is. Duty dating is practicing virtue. In the old days when I was a little girl, we had cotillions. And cotillions is where parents put boys and girls together between 9 and 12 years old to practice dating and moving chairs and being ladies and being gentlemen. We need back to having cotillions.
Yeah, we practice that in kindergarten in Russia too. They kind of.
I've got news for you. I am doing it right now by teaching you. Duty dating is when you don't have anything better to do and somebody who may have chemistry for you, but you don't have chemistry for them, is inviting you to practice being virtuous.
Got it. Okay. All right. Oh, easy enough.
Will you do it?
Yes.
Good.
Will do. Yes. Thanks so much.
Report back.
I will.
Good girl.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. And of course, if he's, you know, in a business relationship and that's his, the way he's talking, that will certainly either correct or something. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. My question is, how do I deal with an outwardly emotional mother? Her emotions are very intense at times, whether it's sadness or
how
anger.
How old are you?
25, and I live with my mom.
You what?
She's 25, and she lives... Yeah, she's 25. She lives with her mom.
Move out.
Okay.
Why
yeah,
aren't
I'm not
you
in a
living
financial
on your
position
own.
To do that.
Why aren't you living
I'm
on
not
your
in a
own?
I'm not in a financial position to do that.
Wait a minute. Do you have a father somewhere?
Yes.
Why aren't you living with him?
Because all my stuff is with my mom, and I've always lived with her, and this is where all my stuff is.
Then I want you to understand you're 12 years old, and your mom is your mom. If you want to give you away, so be it.
Okay.
There's a book by Abraham Maslow, Toward a Psychology of Being. You're either a deficient person that can't leave mommy or daddy, or you're a being person that says, I'll find a job. I'll sleep on a couch of a girlfriend. I'm not going to put up with this.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at that book. All right.
Toward a Psychology of Being by Abraham Maslow.
Okay, I'll check it out. Thank
you. Other than that, be a slave.
Okay, I'll just check out the
book. All right.
Thanks.
Okay, good girl.
All right. Let's see what we've got. All right, we got another call coming in. Okay, here we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. So a man approached me at a friend's wedding last September, and we went back and forth for a while and even stopped talking. Because all he wanted to do was text, and I let him know that I couldn't continue to text, that I need to have voice communication in order to stay turned on to a man. And he agreed, but we ended up still texting, and so I stopped communicating with him. And after 6 weeks, he reached back out to me. And we finally got a visit in, and the visit was really good. He's in D.C., I'm in Chicago, and so it was kind of intense where I'm now not sure what's going on because
intercourse with him?
No, I let him know that I am not open for casual sex, and that I will only make love in a committed, long-term marriage.
So you did the Pat Allen way. Okay.
I did,
yeah. So what was the result of your virtue?
I'm not sure. When I got back from D.C. and we talked, he said that he wanted to that he felt like having sex with me was too much responsibility and it seemed complex and that he was cool with just being friends.
That's fine. So why can't you be friends and duty date?
I told him that I was okay with that, but then he came
dating three men all the time.
Right. And so I am duty dating other men, but this man I feel a great deal of chemistry for. And
I know that.
So
that's the one you've got to look, honey, that's the one you've got to duty date. You have chemistry.
Yeah.
Chemistry is nature. Nature is God.
Right.
That's the beginning of a good long term relationship.
Right. Well, he asked me, was that all I was going to say? And I told him, I told him that I know what I need and that I realize and understand that it might not be for everybody. And I'm okay with that. And I respect his choice. And he said to me that it wasn't a problem and that he does like me and he likes hanging out with me, but he didn't know if I would want to be with him. And I asked him why. He would say that, but he never responded. And then We have very spotty communication.
Darling, I do not like women interviewing men. He's not applying for the job of husband. You're applying for the job of wife.
Right. I didn't ask him again, and I just left it at that.
Are you willing to date this man without intercourse?
Yes.
Well, then do it. And date two other men alongside. What?
Right. Well, he stopped communicating with me.
I know that. He's attracted to you. Would you please do my stuff or fire me?
No, I will not fire you. I love your stuff. It's working. I just feel a lot of pain, and I don't know how to.
I got news for you. The pain is because you want to control him. You want to own him.
Right.
And that's the way women are aggressive. That's the way women harass men, because when a man is attracted to you, if he doesn't do it right, you punish him.
No, I'm not punishing him. He's the one that's not communicating with me.
He's asking you, he said he would duty date you. Did he not?
No, he said he was cool with just being friends.
That's duty dating.
Okay.
Are you willing
if we're just
to be a
friends,
duty date for him? What?
Yes.
Well, then do it when he calls. You don't have to call him.
Okay.
But you've got to say yes, please, thank you. Duty dating.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
Okay. Okay.
Women are built to give up a lot of independence. Men are built to take on a lot of responsibilities, including chasing you. You show signs of not wanting to give up your independence to this human being, even though your chemistry is telling you to. I want you to have the fun of being a virtuous sexual woman. I'd love to make love with you, but I'm not going to unless we're monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Right. And I've said those. I've used that. How can I stop showing aggressiveness? Because I thought I was being passive, patient, and vulnerable.
I don't hear it. I hear you're mad at him for not asserting himself.
No, I'm not mad at him. I just don't understand.
You want it your way. You want it your way.
He said, I'm
not ready for the responsibility.
Okay.
So why don't we do passive, patient, and vulnerable? What?
I think that's what I needed to hear. It's said a different way, that he's not ready. Right. That is what it is.
Then why don't you date him until you find another man or he's ready? Why not?
I will. I like him enough to keep him around. It's just painful that it's...
I got news for you. It's painful because is your mother a man? Is your mother a man?
I think so.
Where did you learn to be a controlling man?
Probably
from your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be vulnerable, passive, and patient. Don't have intercourse. And if he rapes you, throw him in jail. But if he doesn't, he's simply a man that's trying to get free sex, and we are not giving it to him.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Got it? Get out there and practice duty dating.
I will. Thank you.
Better still, practice dating men you're attracted to virtuously. Virtuously.
Yes, I am. I'm doing that virtuously. Your way.
But don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at them for their nature. They're built to propagate.
Right, okay. I'm not mad at them.
There's a book by Barish, and it's called The Myth of Monogamy. We human beings are not monogamous by nature. We're monogamous by virtue, and virtue is mindfulness. And I teach virtue through mindful adherence to the laws of nature.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Do it.
I will.
Right. Awesome, caller. Let us know.
Thank you. I will. I'll call back.
Well, I love it, Dr. Allen. And virtue is the theme tonight, isn't it?
Yes, that's the right thing. The audience is bringing it out of me, and I love it.
It is awesome. It's amazing because we've been talking about this for a while, and we often have questions like, what does that mean? What does virtuous mean? How do I be virtuous? And so I think some of our calls tonight have really given an insight into what that means and the method.
And I've given books to read about it.
I love it.
Hey, you've reached Tyler Ferguson. Send me a message and I'll get back.
Okay, girls. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Bear with me. So I actually wrote it down. Sorry.
That's okay.
So I'm actually a single mom who started dating again. And when is it okay to start introducing the kids?
Never introduce the kids until you and he are in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship. Do not allow your children to fall in love with a man who will be gone as fast as their father was.
Right. Okay. And now does that mean there has to be a ring as well or not?
No. He does not get to seduce and fall in love with your children, nor they with him, until you and he are building something that the kids will prosper by. And it just means even boyfriend, girlfriend with a promise ring.
Okay, got it.
Got it? Yes.
Can I ask? No.
Yes. Go ahead and ask.
When does the perfect phase start?
It starts on your first date. You may have worked by him for 6 years. Then he said, I want to take you out to the movies. Whoa.
Okay. All right. So we're month 6 now. Okay. And
you are now finishing the imperfect period.
Okay. We have disagreements, and it just blows out of proportion.
What is the agreement?
Well, it's just petty stuff, like our little fight.
Have you had intercourse with him?
Yes.
Then you have a commitment, yes or no?
Yes.
Then your boyfriend and girlfriend...
Yes.
That's not building a marriage until you're engaged.
Okay.
Do not introduce him. Now, you can take him to a party, church party, and he can meet your kids and you can meet his kids. But if you're going to have family dinner together, you're playing house. I don't approve of that because the kids fall in love with him. Or they don't, and he falls in love with them, or he doesn't.
Okay, got it.
Build your relationship with him first.
Okay. And because I'm having anxiety, we're having petty fights now. And we...
What are you having... Well, other than imperfect, what are you fighting over?
I think it's temperamental. Like, for me, when I'm irritated, I just go into my own... I shut down for the moment. And he's very uncomfortable with it.
Then why don't you use my tools? Do you know my tools?
I think I do, but I don't know how to apply it in this context. I mean, I communicate with him.
In this case, you would say, I want to let you know something sensitive about where I'm at. Is it convenient for you to hear me? You make an appointment.
Yeah, and I didn't do that. I just snapped.
I know
and said,
you don't
know what?
Do it.
Right.
You've got to make the appointment. You may notice that I'm feeling kind of down and bad. And I'm willing to talk about it if you want. But I want you to know I admit it.
Okay. Yeah, the problem was that I wasn't even aware that I was irritated. And
you couldn't see you punishing him?
No, I just... You know, I was exhausted, and it happened a couple of times now. Yeah.
Was your mother rude to your father?
Absolutely.
Well, I got news for you. You're doing your mother's game. Why
yes,
are you
and he called
Pat
me out
Allen?
On it.
What?
Yeah. So no, he said exactly. He said, you know, I can't accept this. You cannot treat me like this. If you do it one more time, I'm gonna have to leave you. He said.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
He said that he needed, after the last fight, he said, you know what? We need to reevaluate. Let's take a few days. I was like, do you want to break up? He said, no, I don't know how I'm feeling right now. I need a few days to process. And
You're not using my tools. You're not respecting him. You're dumping your shit on him.
Mm.
And that's okay with me, as long as you're willing to be a spinster. Real men
no.
do not put up with disrespect. They don't. They
right.
don't.
Yeah, and so I was getting ready to write my letter of amends, thinking that I wouldn't hear from him for a while, but then the next day he stopped by and he said, hey, I just wanted to say hi.
Did you make an amends to him?
Yes.
And did he accept your amends?
Halfway.
What boundary did he set for you, or he dumped you?
He said that, he really hopes that I don't do, throw a fit like that again. He doesn't want to be in a relationship with that.
Not doing, are you committed to watching your mouth?
Yeah, so I said that all I could do is now that I'm aware that I do it,
doing it. You can tell in your gut when you want to dump on him. Raise your right hand.
Yes.
I promise.
To respect him.
Even when. I think I'm right and smarter and can do it better.
Even when I think I'm right, smarter, and can do it better.
Furthermore. I promise. To make appointments. With him.
To share my feelings of pain.
Unless.
I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
or a lawyer?
Or a lawyer.
First. Watch your mouth. We humans have three parasympathetic orifices, our mouth, our anus, and our urethra. Those three openings are under our parasympathetic control. Mm-hmm. If you don't poop your pants and you don't piss your pants, why would you want to poop and piss your mouth?
Got it? Yes. I just have to be aware is all.
You have to be aware and you have to know when to shut your mouth.
What if you don't?
What?
Well, the thing is, like, sometimes I told him that, you know, I will do my best to be more mindful. And when I, you know, what if I go into it and catch myself and I can just, what? It's a process. I can't promise perfection.
I got news for you. You've never made an appointment to share your pain with him. Is that correct?
I have off and on, but not consistently. It's usually when I'm in my right mind, I've thought about it.
Look, darling, you're trying to get me to give you a reason to do what you're doing, and I'm not going to. If you don't want him, keep on being a rude male female. Do it.
I want him.
You'll love the wuss you get.
Yeah. I hear you, Pat.
Then do it. Do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
I'm in my mail. I'm in my mail right now.
I know. I love you very much. Thank you.
I love you, too.
Thank you. Have a great night, ladies.
You, too. Call us back. Let us know. Work on it.
Get out there.
Okay.
Practice. Okay?
I love that, Dr. Allen. Watch your mouth. We're over our time, so let's say goodbye. What have you got to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Everybody, www.drpatallen.com, www.iStore.com. Pat Allen does private appointments. Find that information at info@drpatallen.com. We love you. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.